I'd like to begin by reading you the sentencing statement of Teresa Grady, one of the four imprisoned peace activists known as the St. Patrick's Day Four, who poured their blood in a military recruiting center in Lansing, New York in 2003. The four were sentenced last week by one federal judge, John McAvoy, to terms of 4 to 6 months in federal prison. Last Friday in federal court in Binghamton, Teresa Grady said, "Judge McAvoy, I would like to acknowledge and thank you for your leniency with respect to Peter's special concern. Throughout the trial, I have seen your humanity peek through the structures of your office. You are one more reason for my hope in humanity and the goodness in all. That being said, I have been saddened by your initial decision to ignore Article 6, Section 2 of the Constitution of this great nation, which you so often reminded us you were sworn to uphold. This basically denied us the right to defend ourselves of the charge of entering the military site for unlawful purposes. We were trying to uphold international laws on March 17, 2003, which demand citizens avert the great crimes of their government. This court and the jury were intended to be a check and balance to tyrannical government. You instead have sentenced our nation, its young in particular, to continue trammeling international laws, which our own nation has fought for, helped to create, and uphold in the woefully neglected Constitution, leaving us a nation fearful to do anything about the great crimes of our government, of which our souls, both collectively and individually, are sorely aching, not to mention the victims of its violations. Your decision that the necessity and justification defenses were not to be used by the defendants was a preempting of the jury's ability to hear our case. So, yes, justice was denied us in your courtroom and makes the weight of the jury's verdict questionable at best. In response to Miroslav's suggestion," Miroslav is the prosecutor, "though peaceful in nature and no threat to the public by actions of our own, Miroslav suggests that we, quote, march to a different drummer, calling us arrogant, and that we think ourselves above the law. I suppose he feels the same of the 9 jurors who voted to acquit us on damage to property in our state trial for the same action. Though the jurors may not have agreed with our method, those 9 average citizens concluded that we held a reasonable belief in the demand of international laws to compel citizens to act to avert the great crimes of their government, resulting in their votes to acquit. I might add here that one of those 9 was a World War II veteran who had seen combat and paid attention to the laws which were created as a result of the conflicts with Germany and Japan. He said he fought for the right for us to do what we did and was the first to vote for acquittal. I suppose Miroslav thinks he, too, is arrogant. I will always act believing in the goodness of all people and the gravitation of people's conscience toward rightness, justice, and truth. This courtroom has been no exception in this application. Please go forward with your good conscience and employ the dusty laws which sit unused in the books. They are crying to be used in the name of justice. The victims of war will applaud you. They are the victims of torture, the victims who are our service people and their families, the economic victims of our nation, in particular those displaced by Hurricane Katrina, and the poor who sorely need better education. That all being said, no measure of punishment could change the rightness of the act of March 17, 2003, to call people to conversion of heart and mind away from a great national tragedy. My heart is at peace in that my actions were in concert with the millions of people of our nation who protested this war. What human being would sit silently listening to the screams of a child who is being bludgeoned to death and do nothing? The people of Iraq were and are being bludgeoned by our policies. God forgive us and have mercy on us all. Whenever you have done the right thing, you have won.